Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
NRC Meditation for August 14th, 2024. Memorial of St. Maximilian Kolbe, Priest and Martyr. Tough Moments. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Introductory Prayer. Father, thank you for this time of prayer. Help me to be attentive to the inspirations of your Holy Spirit. This day may be filled with many challenges and activities, but throughout them all, I invite you to be with me. Petition. Lord, help me to be an instrument of your peace. First Reflection. If your brother sins against you. Catholic life is filled with many peaks and valleys. The Church's soul is the Holy Spirit, but the body's members can be less than saintly. At times, people can be scandalized by the humanity of the Church. Isn't he a Catholic? How can he do that? Jesus, however, was not surprised, and we find him in the Gospel today outlining a procedure to deal with sinful behavior. Our love for the Church is realistic. Jesus came to save sinners. We can't be surprised when we encounter sin. But realism isn't cynical. We know that God is infinitely more powerful than our sinfulness. Where sin increased, grace overflowed all the more. Second Reflection. Fraternal Correction. Very often, the sin that we encounter in the Church is right under our own roof. Fraternal correction can be a duty of charity. However, if we relish the thought, that's a bad sign. We need to purify our intention of wounded pride or any thought of payback. Our motive must be to truly help the other person. Part of this is the desire to be effective, and this means doing things the right way. Going public is not the first step, as the Lord makes clear. By quietly seeking reconciliation, we can do much to bring healing to our relationships. Third Reflection, the power of prayer. Interpersonal conflicts can be among the heaviest crosses that we bear. When the hurts and the slights have accumulated beyond counting, and forgiveness is either hard to give or hard to obtain, what is there left to do? The Lord tells us, pray. Get others to pray with us and for us. Where two or three are gathered in my name, the Lord wants to act in and through our prayer. As Catholics who believe in the Gospels, we know that miracles happen. Sometimes it may seem that only a miracle will bring about reconciliation. Miracles will come only to those who ask for them. Conversation with Christ. Lord, you taught us to gather together in prayer. Grant your Church greater unity and charity. Help us to help each other. Give us the humility to be open to correction. I believe that your love will triumph. Resolution. I will pray fervently before correcting anyone.
For more resources, visit RegnumChristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.